This is St. Louis Public Radio. Illinois' medical marijuana program is roughly 2 years old. It allows people who have one of more than 40 conditions to get access to cannabis at dispensaries around the state. That includes HCI Alternatives in the Metro East. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt spoke with Chief Operating Officer Scott Abbott about the future of marijuana in Illinois. He started by asking how the company is gauging success among its patients.
We asked them the question, were they able to reduce their opiates or eliminate their opiate intake? And 92% of them were able to reduce or eliminate opiates from their pain management regimen. And that's huge for them because, you know, opiates are what I consider a necessary evil. Sometimes you need them to maintain some type of quality of life, but there are a number of side effects associated with opiate intake, including addiction. So when you can see those type of numbers that people are reduce their opiate intake, have a better quality of life, that in and of itself is a success.
41 conditions currently on the list. I believe a judge has ordered the addition of chronic pain. What's your assessment of that?
After that ruling, the state immediately appealed it. We think that the judge's ruling will be upheld. I think it's good news for Illinois and certainly people who suffer from chronic pain. And cannabis isn't for everybody, but for many people, we've seen great successes because you have to consider this isn't covered by insurance.
You've outlined a lot of positives about the program. What have been some of the challenges and what are some of the challenges as we move forward?
Well, the federal government is still saying, hey, this is unlawful. They're still associating cannabis as saying it's the same as heroin, and it's certainly not true. The fact that it's still a Schedule I drug means that the insurance companies aren't going to get involved in it. The banking industry is not going to get involved in it. So from a regulatory component, there have been some challenges in that arena. As far as patient base, we haven't seen many negatives, and no one's really brought those forward. But really, it's been that dilemma between federal government and state rights. And I actually think within the year, you'll see the federal government take a position on this. The FDA right now is getting ready, we believe, getting ready to release two drugs that are specifically designed for infant seizures. Those two drugs are direct derivatives from cannabis. If that is the case, there's no way the DEA can continue to say that there is no medical use for cannabis. I don't think the federal government just legalizes it. I think they continue to keep it on a schedule, kind of like pharmaceuticals. Yes, you can possess it. Yes, you can hold it. But you have to obtain it through lawful channels and regulatory channels.
What's the climate in Springfield to keep the program going?
They recently introduced an opiate bill that says if you're eligible for an opiate prescription from a doctor, that thereby makes you eligible for a cannabis card. So in lieu of taking opiates, you could treat your pain through a cannabis program. After that hearing was held, the vote was 16-1 in favor of moving that to the full Senate floor. Senate Bill 316 was introduced to make recreational in Illinois. I don't think that's going to happen in 2018, but it's also getting a lot of traction.
As somebody in the business, do you think that's a good idea?
History has shown that prohibition doesn't work. The war on drugs that we've been, you know, fighting all these years hasn't worked. And if you concede to the fact that if people want drugs, they're going to get drugs, they're going to buy drugs. We know that happened with alcohol. It's happening with cannabis. My preference would be that we legitimize it. When people want to buy cannabis, you send them to a place where it's been tested, where it's been regulated, where they're not going into an environment where violence may occur. And states that have done this have shown that they've had an impact on the black market, so it makes it tougher to get on the street. Then, of course, there's always the side benefit of the tax dollars associated with it. We think in Illinois, if it goes recreational, that you could be looking at anywhere from $350 to $700 million in additional tax dollars that could be generated.